Bonsoir ma famille, comment vous allez? Hope you guys had a good last week. My week was pretty good. Let's see. Monday was pretty nice. We went went to Cosmos, had burgers, and like bought some more pine, like to make some shirts and shorts. So that'd be dope. Me and Elder McDougal were making some. So I hope they'll turn out really good. We used a really cool pine, so I'm thinking they're gonna turn out really great. And then let's see. So that was Monday. It's pretty good. Tuesday was a reunion district special. Like, it kind of sucked. Like, we literally just, like, went there, and, like, they didn't even have a lesson planned or anything. And, like, they sent out a text, like, that morning. It was gonna start at 9. They sent out a text at 8:30. They're like, yeah, we need every one of you to, like, prepare a 5-minute lesson. We're like, what? We show up, and they, like, they're like, yeah, so, we didn't prepare a lesson, so you guys are gonna teach. I'm like, what? It was super weird, but ended up being pretty good. So that was Tuesday. Like, we came back, to the apartment, like, I just was feeling really crappy. Like, I just had, like, a really bad headache. Just feeling really sick, so I just like went to sleep because I just was feeling like terrible. But now I'm like a lot better. I'm just still have a cold. It's like all that shot, man. I don't know what that could did to us. Like with like the now there's like rain season kind of, but it's like becoming heat season. So it's like the mix of the heat, like crazy heat. And then it rains, and then it goes crazy heat. It's like, it makes it just messing up my body. Like, everybody is just, like, sick with colds and, like, all of Africa. Like, I was talking to this lady today about it. She's like, yeah, like, that's just how it is at this time. She's like, everybody's just always sick. She's like, that's why so many people die. I'm like, what? She's just, like, just super casually just says that. I'm like, jeez. I'm like, how many people die? She's like, I don't know, lots of people. I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, well, great. I was like, geez, man, I haven't heard of anybody dying from being sick, but I was like, what the heck, lady? But it's just because, like, here, they don't have, like, great medicine. Like, for the people, like, the people, they just don't have money to buy medicine, so it's like, they get sick, which is like the common cold, where typically you could go to like the doctors, get like some antibiotics or something, you'll be fine. But here, like, they just don't have any money, so like they're just sick and they just die, like some simple little disease. It's so sad, but yeah, good thing we're blessed, right? So then Wednesday was pretty good. Wednesday morning we sat around waiting for this guy to like come. I don't remember what he was gonna fix. It was like something he had to fix. I don't even remember what it was. Why didn't he have to? No, he had to bring me a new fan because my fan died. So me and my companion have just been sharing a fan and it's been so hot. But now it's way good. Now I got my fan. Cause like in our room, like if I leave the window open at night, a bunch of mosquitoes will come in. Then I get eaten alive. So yeah, it's nice to just shut the windows, have the fans blowing. Makes it nice. So we're waiting for him. He came and brought us like a bunch of stuff, like fans, new brooms, just like brushes and stuff for cleaning. It's really nice. And so then after he came, then we went and taught for David and Sir Deborah. And like they're that family we've been teaching. It's them too. And also like their younger sister, she's like 8 years old. So we've been teaching like just all of them together, and we set their baptismal date, which is super exciting. So they're all three of them are gonna get baptized the 29th. So it's literally like the last Saturday of the year. It's so dope. Like, I'm so excited for them. So it's really nice because it gives us like a lot of time to really like teach them well. Just like all the lessons and everything, which just works out perfectly. So that'll be great. And then we went and taught Sir Tabitha, who's that one girl that came to church last Sunday, just like randomly showed up. She's like, yeah, I just saw your church and I was just curious, so I just came to see what it's about. Just randomly showing. No one even like told her to come. And she's super nice. We went and saw her and had like a really great lesson with her. So it was really good. And then after we went and met up at the church for like the reunion de coordination. What is that in English? Like coordination meeting? I don't know. I think that's what it is. Something like that. then like we totally missed it because like I guess it was at 7:30, but we thought it was at like, I don't know, not 7:30. What am I saying? 6:30. No. 5:30. Sorry, I'm like used to military time. Yeah, 5:30. So, and we showed up at 6. And so then because of that, we just ended up just talking with our dempe at the end, like saying like, hey, sorry, we had this rendezvous. And then talked a little bit about our investigators, and that was like basically it. And then Thursday was pretty good. We went and taught Mama Odette in the morning. It was a pretty heated lesson, man. It got crazy. So like we're talking with Mama, and like she's just had a problem with like the nature of God. Like she's just like, God is a spirit. And like she just has a problem with that and baptism. She's like, I've been baptized before, I don't need to be baptized again. So like we just kind of start talking about baptism a little bit. And then we get into talking about like Jesus. And she's like, I just cannot accept that Jesus is a man. I'm like, what? I'm like, Mama, let's read some scriptures in the Bible. So we start reading some stuff. And like, I like first show her like Luke 24. And like, first off, we started it with like Genesis, like chapter 1, verse 25 to 26, like just reading about how the animals were all like created like in their different places. So it's like a dog can't, like dogs make dogs, cats make cats, like, you know, like a dog can never make a cat, like just stuff like that, right? And then like how like each of us like when our different, I'm just like translating it to English, I don't know if this is making any sense because I don't know what it is in English. So then it's like, what is it? It's like each of them are in their different places or spaces, or I don't know what the word is. Is this spes? So then it's like all of the animals are in their different place, and then, oh my gosh, sorry, this is so hard to like speak English teaching. I can't. I don't even know how to say it. But basically, so we're teaching her about, like, the nature of God. And, like, saying how, like, we're made in the image of God. And all of that. And so we're like, if we're made in the image of God, then, like, we have arms, we have legs. God, he also has arms, he has legs. He's got a body of flesh and bones just like us. And then she's like, no, yeah, okay, I don't know about that. She's like, 'cause God, there's only one. I'm like, Mama, Dad, what does it say here? It says, like, crap, I don't know what it is in English. Notre. But, like, that means, like, us. It's like, faisons l'homme à notre image. Right. So that means, like, I don't even know. It's like, basically, it's just a phrase that means that there's a lot of people. Like, there's not just one person there. Jesus, this is cracking me up. I cannot speak English. But so then, like, yes, and we're like telling her that, and she's like, no, I don't know. Like, but she's like, well, Jesus died. I'm like, okay, yeah, but like, he was resurrected. She's like, I don't know about that. Like, okay. So we like open Luke 24:36-39. Like, reading how, like, even the disciples thought he was a spirit. And she's like, yeah. And at the very end, it's like, I don't know what it is in English again. It says, voyez mes mains, voyez mes pieds, touchez-moi, c'est bien moi. Voyez un esprit n'a ni chair ni os, comme j'ai. Like, basically, it's like, spirits don't have a body. Like, he has, like, a flesh and bones. So, basically, he's like, why are you guys all troubled? Like, this, I am a man. And so, like, we're just going through, and, like, she's just like, she's like, you know, that is what the Bible says, but what I think, I don't think that's right. I'm like, it's not like we're the ones saying this to you, Mama. This is the Bible that is speaking. This is the Word of God. And then I just am like, Mama, we gotta read some scriptures. These will help you. So we read like James. What is it? Like James 1:22-25. Where it's like, you gotta like met. What is it? Put like the word in practice? I don't know. Like, mettez la parole en pratique. Yeah, I don't know. You guys can check these scriptures out because I don't know them in English. And like James 4:17, where it's like, when you know something's good and you don't follow it, then you are sinning. After that, she was kind of like, oh, so I'm a sinner. I'm like, Mama, we're telling you things that are good. And we're trying to tell you that this is the Word of God. If you don't accept it, then yes, that is a sin. Then, what was it? Then, like, my comp, I just, like, she just wasn't listening to what I'm saying. So, like, I just let my comp start talking to her. My comp, like, my mom was just like, you know, I can't believe this. I think I need to see God for, like, for me to believe that he's a man, because I have never seen God. So then my companion just pulls out John 20:24-29, where like Thomas is like saying how like, I need to see the imprints in Jesus's hands to know he's been resurrected and like all this. And then God just like, or Jesus just appears to him and is like, dude, like, whoever doesn't see me and believes is way better off. So basically, it's just like saying, like, you gotta like believe without seeing, like, that's faith. And so Mama didn't really like that much. And then my companion pulled out like 3 Nephi 28:34, where it's like,